So today we are really fortunate to have His Grace us.
Mataji, His Holiness Bhakti Ashray Vaishnav Swami Maharaj.
So I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a small introduction about Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Holiness Bhakti Ashraya Vaishnav Swami appeared in the year 1961. He came in contact with ISKCON in 1984 and joined as a full-time devotee in 1985 in Vrindavan. He received his Harinam initiation from His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. In 2013, on the auspicious day of appearance of Vairagya Murti, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he accepted the renounce order of life. He sings Vaishnav bhajans melodiously and beautifully with explanation of their purports. Maharaj focuses on establishing loving relationships with devotees and everyone else. He is famous for his lectures in various languages, especially in Hindi, English, Oriya, and is well known for his simplicity. He has been recommended to become a member of Vrindavan Regional Council by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Currently, he is serving as a regional secretary of NCR, Vrindavan, Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, and Chandigarh. Maharaj travels around the world and also visits South Africa every year for the Color Festival. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for the short introduction. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We are really fortunate to have you on this call today, Prabhuji, to enlighten us on the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna to all of you. First of all, I want to offer my heartfelt gratitude to Shamagori Mataji and also all the participants of today's class. Today I was in a busy schedule, but still she insisted me, so I thought okay. So I somehow or other trying to make it out, but I have to win time because 6 o'clock I have another class and it will take another 15 minutes from here to go to the stage. So I should win time. And I'm telling you now, right now, I am in Bishnupur. It's almost 100 feet or 200 kilometers from Siddhammayapur. This is the place where Bir Hamir, King Bari Hamir, he has stolen the scriptures of Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Samananda Prabhu, and they were bringing these scriptures in Golokat, and they got stolen. And he is the king. He arranged the stealing, and he is the conqueror. Somehow the dark. Then Srinivas Acharya blessed him. He became his disciple and a staunch devotee. And then this area, though that king, even he was stealing in daytime, nighttime, he was stealing, daytime he was a devotee, was hearing Bhagavatam also. And they had very old temple of Madan Mohan. And today we are here, we have visited almost many, many temples of Radha Krishna, Nitai Gaur Sundar, many, many very old and historical places. Many nice place. So the Gornita deity personally served and established, installed by Srinivasa Acharya is there, and many other deities ancient and worshipped since 500 years before. Very old deities and temples. It is called in Bengal, it is a temple city of temples. So I'm here, so I am praying to Sisi, to their Lordship, Sisi Radha Madan Mohan, Sisi Radha Madan Gopal, Sri Krishna Rand, and many other Radha Krishna deity here, to please be merciful on this useless soul that I can discuss something with you, and also send their mercy online to all of you who are today participating in the class. Hare Krishna. So today, as Shyamagauri Mataji has informed, so we have to discuss two verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 4, Text 16 and 17. Our student here, he is trying to show it in the screen. I think it is here. So, this chapter particularly describes about the character of Lord Rishabhdev. Lord Rishabhdev was the son of King Nabhi, and how Rishabhdev was not a Jiva Tattva. He was directly incarnation of Supreme Lord. So how he is teaching through his personal behavior all the human beings of this world. So this is what we should understand from these lessons. So we start from the system and this one will read it out. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 4, Text 16. Yadyapi svaviditam sakala dharma brahma guhyam brahmaner darsita margena samadhi bhir upayet janatam anusasasasaha. Synonyms. Yadyapi, although svaviditam, known by him, sakala dharmam, which includes all the different types of occupational duties, Brahman, Vedic instruction, Guiham, very confidential, Brahmane, by the Brahmanas, Darsita Margena, by the path sword, Shama Adivihi, Shama Dama Tikhya, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, practicing tolerance, and so on, Upayehi, by the means, Janatam, the people in general, Anushasasa, he ruled over. Translation and purport by his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties. Listen carefully again. Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a Kshatriya and followed the instructions of Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus, he ruled the people according to the system of Varnasam Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishnavas and Sudras. Purport. Although Rishabhdev knew all the Vedic instructions perfectly well, he nevertheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to perfectly maintain the social order. The Brahmanas would give advice according to these Shastras, and all other castes would follow. The word Brahma means perfect knowledge of all activities. And this knowledge is very confidentially described in the Vedic literatures. Men trained perfectly as Brahmanas should know all the Vedic literature, and the benefit derived from this literature should be distributed to the general populace. The general populace should follow the perfect Brahmana. In this way, one can learn how to control the mind and senses and thus gradually advance to spiritual perfection. And also we can read text 17. Drabhya desa kala baya saddha ritik vividhe upadesa upachita svabhairapi kratubhir jathu upadesam satakrutya yaja. Synonyms: drabhya, the ingredients of performing jagya; desa, the particular place, a holy place or a temple; kala, the suitable time such as springtime; baya, the age, especially youth; sraddha, faith in goodness, not in passion and ignorance; ritvik, the priests; vividha upadesa, worshipping different demigods for different purposes; upachitte, enriched by; survey, all kinds of; api, certainly; kratubhi, by sacrificial ceremonies; jathaupadesam, according to the instruction; satakratu, 100 times; yaja, he worshipped. Translation: Lord Rishabdev performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus he satisfied Lord Vishnu in every respect. All the rituals were enriched by first-class ingredients. They were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who are all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped and the prasad was offered to all the demigods. Thus, the functions and festivals were all successful. Purport: It is said that Kumara acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatani ha. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.6.1. A ritual should be performed by young men, even boys, at a tender age in order for the ritual to be performed successfully. From childhood, people should be trained in Vedic culture, especially in devotional service. In this way, one can perfect one's life. A Vaishnava does not disrespect the demigods, but on the other hand, he is not so foolish that he accepts each and every demigod as the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is master of all demigods. Therefore, the demigods are all his servants. The Vaishnava accepts them as servants of the Supreme Lord and he worships them directly. In the Brahma Samhita, the important demigods, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and even the incarnations and expansions of Lord Krishna, like Mahavishnu, Bhagavad-Sai Vishnu, and all other Vishnu Tattvas, as well as the Sakti Tattvas like Durga Devi, are all worshipped by the process of worshipping Govinda with the words Govindam Adipurusam Tam Aham Bhajami. A Vaishnava worships the demigods in relation to Govinda, not independently. Vaishnavas are not so foolish that they consider the demigods independent of the Supreme Personality of God. This is confirmed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arasava Pritya. The Supreme Master is Krishna and all other are his servants. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanam Kimidanthasya Jnanam Janasalaka Chakshuru Nilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Putale Swayam Rupat Rama Chandradi Swaparantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Rita Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahalanam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padam Saharanavita Sri Vishakam Krishna Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Kumarine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurava Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. So, in the verse number 16, we are seeing that it is described that even Lord Rishabhdev was well known. He was knowing perfectly. He knew perfectly all the Vedic injunctions, what to do, what not to do. He was well versed. Still, he was following the instructions of Brahmanas. That's what I told you. That is the one of the main duty Lord incarnate. Lord incarnating to teach us, to teach the general populace. So what is the teaching? Teaching is, first teaching is that forget yourself what you know, what you don't know. It is your duty to follow the senior. And Brahmanas, in Varnasrama system, Brahmanas are the topmost, senior most. Among all the Varnas, they are the supermost. And those who are qualified Brahmanas, those who are really Brahmanas, their duty is not to do any job, any business, any other work, nothing. Their job is to patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dana, parikra. They have to study the scriptures. They don't have to do any work for their maintenance. They will leave for their maintenance and the society. They will beg alms and live very simple life, very simple life. And give all their times in studying the scripture, trying to understanding it, controlling their mind and senses, and then teach others, preach others. That is the Brahmanical job. They will be happy by staying in poverty-stricken condition, by begging. They are very happy. But they are very well sense-controlled and very tolerant. Sama, Dama, controlling mind, controlling senses, tolerance, all these things. That is the qualities of Brahmanas. So by these qualities, they will study the scripture and advise to all grades of people. All grades of people will take their advice, how they can perfect their life. So that is the duty of Brahmanas. Though here, Lord Rishabhdev, though he was playing a role of a king as a Kshatriya, but he is not an ordinary personality. He was the supreme personality of Godhead himself. In that's why he was very much aware of the Vedic injections. Here in this verse it is said that he swayam Brahma Jnani. He knows that he is Jadyapi Swaviditam. Even if he knows Swaviditam Sakala Dharma Brahma Guhyam, he knows the essence of all scripture. Essence of all Brahma. But still, Brahmana Darsita Margena Sama Adi Brahmana Darsita Margena. Still then he was consulting with the Brahmanas and following their instructions. That is, all the general public should do it. They should respect Brahmanas and follow their orders. And Brahmanas should do their job. Their job is to study the scripture minutely, find out all the essence and try to understand it and try to spread it for the good of all the general public. and all the kings. That's why in we are seeing in Bhagavad in history, all the great kings, they had a Brahmical council. Always they had as a Brahmical council to instruct the king. King always take all his instructions and advice from Brahmical council. Then they are perfect king. Every eminent kings we see there one. In even Lord Ramachandra, they have Brahmical council too. Yeah. So in the Lord, he is the supreme. Whatever he decided, he knows what to do, what not, everything. But still, to teach us the particular way, so he is also following the Brahmana Upadesa, instructions of Brahmanas. What the Brahmanas Upadesa? Now, what the Brahmanas? Because Samadhamadhi, Brahmanas are very much advanced in Samadhamma, controlling their mind, controlling their senses, and their lungs. And these things also they are advising, they are instructing others. That a king or a successful person should have these kind of qualities. And by these qualities, sama adivhir upaye, by this means, by what is the means? By the instructions of Brahmanas and by following the footsteps of Brahmanas, by controlling his senses, by controlling the mind and tolerance and so forth, these upayas in this way. Janatam anusasasaha, he is ruling over the country. If somebody try to rule over the country following the instructions of perfect brahmanas, and he himself will be a self-controlled and sense-controlled, he will control his mind and control his senses and be a tolerant person, then all the prajas will become so happy, so prosperous. This is the secret behind the perfect kingdom. Perfect kingdom. Unless the king is an ideal follower of Vedic culture, so how the others will, nothing will happen. The king should be should have perfectly take instructions from Brahmanas. And he himself should be a tolerant, himself should be a controlled, sense-controlled, mind-controlled person. Then his decisions will be perfect, his rulings will be perfect. Then all the miscreants will run away, flee away from the country. And those who are innocent people, they will also get proper education, they will advance. And those who are properly educated, they will feel so happy and well settled, and the whole country and everything will so nicely prosper. So in this verse, it is said in that how Rishabhdev, though being the Supreme Lord himself, he is still following the instructions of Brahmanas, and he himself is performing this, himself is practicing this, and also through this, he is ruling over the country. And in next verse 17, it is said that he performed hundreds of sacrifices. He performed hundred sacrifices. How the sacrifice was done? Na drabhya, desa, kala, vaya, sratha, ritish. All these things were so perfectly enriched. We thought na drabhya, the ingredients are high quality ingredients. Nowadays we are getting only duplicate, high quality duplicates, not ordinary duplicate, high quality, high quality duplicate things. Drabhya, desa, the whole desa is infected by corona virus, and everywhere saying infection, put your mask on, maintain social distance. What is around? Pollution, too much pollution, very condensed pollution. So that is Desa Sthiti, the situation of the Desa. And Drabhya is so degraded, so contaminated Drabhya and Desa. Then Kala, physically Kala. Kala is also contaminated. Bhaya, everybody, though we are in young stage, we are looking like a very rotten old man. Baya and Saddha. Nobody has Saddha nowadays. If somebody has Saddha, it's Rajasi and Tamasi Saddha. Sattvic Saddha is finished. No Saddha. And Ritvij, when there is no Ritvij available. Ritvij means perfect Brahmana. Who can chant nice mantra. Now nothing. Nobody is there like that in the Brahmanas. Only the Brahmanas putting their genus to get the credit of Brahmanical merits only for that. And then, so, but when Shuddha was doing with all high quality dravya on the desa, the situation was perfect. And Kala was also like Vasanta Ritu and another, perfect everything. And from the young Brahmanas and from the young age, he was trying. And Santa, everybody has full faith in Sattvic Saddha, not Rasa, Sattvic Saddha. And the Ritviks and very powerful and very perfect Brahmanas. So with them, he was performing the sacrifices. The sacrifices were so successful, so enriched. And then it is said, he was not only performing sacrifices, he invited all the demigods and all the pandits. And he, after the successful sacrifice, he fed them all the, and the Vishnu became so happy and he accepted the offering and the prasad was distributed to all the demigods. It was perfect and fully successful sacrifice. So, and Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport of this text that Komara Acharit Pragyam, that Baya, he said that actually all these rituals, all this dharmic kritya, the dharma, should be followed and practiced from the age of youth. As it is said in Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj used to say, Komara Acharit Pragyam. Dharman Bhagavataniha. This Bhagavat Dharma, it should be practiced from the age of Kumara. Kumara age is five plus. If you are five plus, then you start chanting and following devotional practice. But now, forget other countries, even Indian people, those who are cultured Indian people, they are saying, oh, this is not the age. This is not the age for doing all these things. Then what should do? No, when you cannot see with your eyes, when you cannot hear through your ears, when no teeth are there to achieve anything, then you can chant. That is the perfect time. Very good time for studying scripture and practicing devotion. When you are good for nothing, and you are good for something, then sense gratitude. So this is the such a misunderstanding, such a disgusted, degraded understanding is spread out throughout the world. Even in India, all the highly qualified people, they are also telling like that. So hard the other people understand. So, but because nobody is studying the scripture in Bhagavatam, the Mahabhagavata, like Prahlad Maharaj, he is suggesting, no, these things should be started at the age of five. Who knows? The Budhapa will not come in our life. Is there any guarantee that you will become old? No. You can go get out from this, from your life without becoming old even. Yes. Adhruvam, this manushya janma, though it is very rare, but adhruvam, there is no guarantee how long it continues, how long it will stay, it's no guarantee. But arthadam, even if no guarantee is there, very, very, arthadam means arthadam means it can help you to achieve successful life. What is your goal? This human life can help to achieve it. And so, arthadam. What is your artha? this artha dene wale. It will help you to get the artha. This is only human life. Human body is arthada. No other body is arthada. There are 84 lakhs of bodies, species, but no other species. And they are all adhruvam. All life are uncertain, they die. But no other body except humanity is arthada. You understand what is no, there are two words, Prabhupada Maharashtra. One is adhruvam and arthadam. Adhruvam and uncertain. All bodies, 84 lakhs of bodies, they are all adhruvam. But none of them except human body is arthadam. They are all anarthadam. Nobody can help you to get the artha. But this human body can help you to get the artha. That's why it is called arthadam. So others are anarthadam. So because this is arthadam, that's why it's superly rare. Though it is rare, it's very rare in other species are many other species, but human life is only 400,000. And that also, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even if you get human birth, if you take birth in tribal village, in tribal caste, then finish, you just only a human body, but you are limited to the like animal. No better than animal. Isn't it? Tribals are like animals. Yeah. And if you Muslim, Isai, and so many, then finish. How many of their understanding Vedic culture? Even the Indians, hardly even the Brahmanas. Dharma, only Mukhe Dharma Ochara. They're staying on Dharma. Nobody knows what is Dharma. Nobody knows. Nobody is really studying and nobody is teaching all these things. The real Vedic scripture is hardly to find somebody who knows it. So, it is only so-called dharma they are saying, but if they are. So, even if they are getting human body, and if they are not a devotee, they are not really cultured highly spiritually, then it's also useless. So, that's why Prahlad Maharaj, is Mahabhagavata, he is teaching that everybody, all human beings, they should start this devotional practice from the age of 5. Komaraj. Then, if they start, then slowly this human body will help them to achieve their goal, arthadam. Though it is very temporary, though it is uncertain, but still by this human body you can achieve your goal. What is that goal? Bhagavat prapti. Bhagavat seva prapti. That only can achieve Guru Krishna prem. Only happen to be in this human body only. So that's why Komara Acharya Pragya, that is said. And that's what Prabhupada said. A ritual should be performed by young men, even boys at tender age, in adulthood, ritual performed successfully from childhood. People should be trained in Vedic culture, especially in devotional service. So they should get proper training in Vedic culture. When Prabhupada came to India in the 70s, after teaching in West, first time, after establishing the ISKCON Society in New York, US, and he come back and he in Bombay. So many news reporters get together and ask Swamiji, Swamiji, many kinds of questions. So one reporter, he asked Swamiji, Swamiji, why you create one more institution? There are hundreds and thousands of institutions for this spiritual purpose, isn't it? Adhyatmik sansthan. So many adhyatmik sansthans are there. Why you create one more? You could have help join any other and do something there. So why you create one more? What is this special in your sansthan? What you will do through this new institution? So Prabhupada very clearly answered, see, because I started this new organization, new institution, because what I want to do, that is nowhere in any other institution, this subject is not there. This subject is not there in any other so-called spiritual institution. What new thing you want to do in your... Now, in my institution, my one prominent agenda is I want to train some young people as Brahmana. I want to train and create some Brahmanas in the society. That's the priority. I want to train some people and create some Brahmanas in the society. So what? Brahmani society? You are Jatiwad? No, don't come think that I'm don't bring into political things. I don't want Jatiwad, but try to understand. I want to buy out and to create some Brahmanas because in the society, the Brahmanas are the head of the society. According to Varnasam Dharma, Brahmanas are the head of the society. And nowadays, there is no Brahmanas, so that the society is headless. The present society is headless society. What headless society? They can't understand this kind of language. Then Professor, you have a body, full body. Yes, I have nice full body. Then this full body at least consists of four major parts. What? You have a leg, yes, nice leg, nice belly, nice hand, and a head. These are four major parts of the complete body, complete sound body. These are four major parts. Yes, of course. And if this one part is not there, it is not complete, not sound. No, that's very good. So like this, if a society should be complete and a sound society, so they have these four major parts are there. What are the major parts? Now this Brahminical culture and Kshatriya culture and Vaishya culture and Shudra culture. So these four cultures should be there in a very prosperous and proper culture society, advanced society. This why? Now exactly in your body, these four parts are essential to make a complete sound body. Exactly these four parts in the society to make it a complete and perfect advanced society. These four parts, four kinds of people are required. For even culture or caste or whatever you say, four categories are required. What it means? It means these sudras are considered as the legs. Just like you have in your body, you have legs. The sudras are the legs of the society. How? In our body, we have these two legs. So whenever you want to go somewhere to take bath, go toilet, bathroom, go walking, morning walk, running, anything, anywhere you want to go, your hand is working, head is working, belly, who is working? Only legs. That is the responsibility of legs. He will hold the whole body. He will carry out the body and go everywhere. He is not why I will only take the whole load. No, that's his job. That's his job to serve the whole other society, top society, all other upgrade society, upgrade angas of the body, like belly, hand, head, all the upgrade angas, the leg will carry on the top of them. It can carry everywhere without any objection. And will, so you want to go there? Okay, yes, sir. I'm ready. The legs will start taking it. Leg is not objecting. Like that, the sudras, if they are perfectly good sudras, that is their duty and responsibility is that they should serve the all other advanced culture of the society, all other upper grades like Vaishya, Kshatriya and Brahmanas, they should be served by the sudras. Sudras are the junior servants, all other grades. That is leg what is going. And then Vaishya is stomach, belly. Belly's duty is mercantile. He is taking the foods and drinks everything. What nice foods and sweet, rasgulla, juice, fruit juice, everything is collecting and storing it and processing it, then supplying to all parts of the body. Legs, hands, brain, all parts of the body is supplying. So that's why wholesale and retail job is Vaishya job. You make the warehouse and go down and collect the aunts, and many things were collected, who are housing, and they decide the price matter, lots of other things. Then they will not give it to us, they distribute to the retailers. Wholesale and retail, that is the business mercantile things, that is the responsibility of devices that they are doing. And the Khetriyas, their duty is to protect. Protect and maintain. Anything you want to write, handle that letter. Anything somebody come, then slap in handle. Hey, you're asking anything, then hand. So this is the ruling organ of our body, ruling part of our body. So that is the responsibility that you take of hand. Hand is always protecting us. So you know the body. So that is the duty of the Khetriyas. And then, and then the head. Head is not doing anything. He's sitting at the top. In the top chair, he's sitting, neither doing anything. Isn't it? Yes. So then, if you see this fellow, he's sitting in the top, doing nothing. Why are you feeding? Hare Baba, try to understand what the importance of that. That useless organ of the body, and the super essential organ of the body. How come you are telling like that? He's not doing anything. And he's a lazy fellow. But he's lazy fellow, he's intelligent fellow. Lazy, intelligent. How come? So now, there is a comparison. Suppose we have our body, all our complete body, hands, we have belly, we have legs, we have head, we have. Suppose the legs got broken. One leg broken, you can manage. Even if two legs broken and cut, two legs cut, you can put wooden legs or plastic legs, then you can manage. And even there is no legs, you can hurt. So many wheelchair or that, you can manage. People are managing without legs. Nothing will happen. You can manage. Best they have to put duplicate legs. It can be arranged. And if cannot, then without legs also you can manage that. It's not so important for your body. Even come to the upper grade bicep, the belly. If belly, the stomach, ulcer or cancer, whatever, then cut, take out the stomach and put a plastic stomach inside. And any part, you can manage. Even if this was something, they can put something outside it, and they can cover it. Yeah, injections you can leave. Some artificial stomach or some operation, something you can done, they can change it and they can manage it. That belly fat can be also taken. Same thing to hand. If the hand's broken, one hand, they can repair it. And if irreparably cut it, you can put a plastic hand around your hand. Even the both the hands not there, they can artificial hands you can add. And if you cannot add the artificial hands, even without hands, you can manage. There are many people I saw in train. They are begging. Beggars, I saw one beggar. Both hands are not there. I was thinking, how they are tying their clothes? How they are tying their clothes? You know, so just this time I was going in a train, I saw no hands, both the hands are not there. And how nice, dual clothes, turban, everything, and begging, singing and begging. How? Maybe the Lord is perfectly arranging. Maybe so, no hands, but see, he had a wife. That wife is helping to take care of his body, putting out clothes and everything, and that fellow is singing and collecting and see, without hands and everything going on nicely. So, but just try to think, if the head has some problem, you can put a plastic head or wooden head, artificial head? No. Head is gone, everything gone. That super lazy fellow, it is so important that if something happened to head, then that's dead. Yes. So that is so important. So that's why the Brahmical culture, the upper grade of the society, is so important part in the society that they are considered as the head of the society. So if that Brahmical culture, that Brahmanas are not then society, the society will be considered as headless. As headless. If a person very well nice firm body, well muscles, everything nice, well dressed and putting all kind of ornaments, but only thing is there is no head. So can you see it? They will run away seeing it. crown without head. But even if there is no body, head only, that passport size photo, what is there? Only head. No, but other parts of body is there, and we are putting in our ID card everywhere, branded. Yes, yes, yes. If you will take the head out and put hands and legs, can anybody recognize any ID card? Only head part is not there. We put nice hands photo, belly photo, or leg photo. Can it be approved as ID card? No, they are useless. Even ID cannot be recognized without the head. Head is the only perfect thing to be recognized as ID. This lazy fellow is so important. So that's the Brahmanas, that this lazy fellow. They will not do anything. They will totally live in the society. Society will maintain the kings and society. That is their responsibility, to maintain the Brahminical culture, to maintain the Brahminical caste. And the Brahminical caste's responsibility and duty is to study this picture very laboriously and understand it, and to help the whole public by spreading the message. That is the Brahminical culture. So nowadays, no such Brahmanas are available. Some Brahmanas are there just to get Brahma bhoj, to eat nicely. As a Brahmanas, I am Brahmana, I am the mouth of the Lord. So Lord is eating through us, so feed me nicely. So get nice food. Brahmanas are always advanced and come with food, nice genu, and they will come with sita tilaka Brahman to eat. Our mouth has two jobs. I used to say, okay, Brahmanas are considered mukha, Brahman. So they are the mouth of Lord. But mouth has two jobs to do. What? Eating and speaking. So you are doing only one part, eating on behalf of Lord. But you have to speak on behalf of Lord too. Mm-hmm. Then you will be considered as mouth, na? Mouth is not eating, na? Mouth's meant of eating only 3 times a day. And speaking the whole day and night. So you should speak about Lord on behalf of Lord. And you are not speaking. If you speak something, you are speaking garbage only. So how then you are garbage? And how can you be the mouth of the Lord if you cannot speak on behalf of Lord, or if you cannot speak about the Lord? So this is the perfect proof of a Brahmana. If somebody is not put genuine or not there, that is secondary thing. The perfect recognition of Brahmana is that he should be nicely, well-versed, and very nicely he can speak about the Lord and on behalf of the Lord. On behalf of the Lord means when Lord is speaking, like Bhagavad Gita, many things Lord is speaking. So on behalf of Lord means when the preach about Bhagavad Gita. Preach about Bhagavad Gita class and everything. That is on behalf of Lord. And about Lord also. Like, if you can't speak these two things, then you cannot be considered as one. So only eating part, no. So that's why only putting a genu and chanting some mantras, and don't know the meaning of the mantras, chanting some mantras, reading some Sanskrit shloka, then you cannot become Brahmana. Having a good digesting stomach, you cannot be Brahmana. Brahmanas, they will love to become poor. They love to become skinny. They love to become austere. They love to do like that. That is their culture. That is their swabhava. That is their nature. Nature will be one. Those who are real Brahmanas, that is their nature. Prabhupada used to say that in those days, the old days, there was a Brahmana living in Krishnagar. Now the king of Krishnagar. You know that all the people, they are glorifying the Brahmana. He's such a well-versed, such a nice Brahmana. King said, okay, this Brahmana, but he's poor, every day begging. He said, I will give him something donation. Then he called Brahmana to his real court. And he saw that Brahmana is very well qualified. And he's so tolerant. And he's so well sense controlled and all that. So king was very much King was very much attracted by his qualities, and he gave 100 acres of land, 100 acres. I don't know. A small king, he made medium sized king. It's okay, I'm giving. So now I will become very rich and no beggar, will not live like a beggar. Like nicely, 100 acres of land I give. or 100 acres of land, 100 villages. Okay, 100 villages, and many, many thousands of acres of land. So then king was thinking, yeah, now the Brahmana will become a good Brahmana, wealthy Brahmana like that. So Brahmana was going back. So on the way, somebody was begging. Why you are begging? Now you want to open a school in this area. There is no school, so you want to open a school. And so, okay, you want to open a school? Now, yes. We had some Brahmanas to teach, but we don't have a place. So we want to buy some place and build some art school. Okay, go to that school. Then Brahmana gave whole 100 villages, whatever, 100 acres. And Brahmana gave whatever, he gave it, take everything. See, everything he has taken. I was managing as it. Anyway, king gave me. So it should be used for a noble purpose. He gave everything, whole, whatever dana he got, a parikraha. Whatever he parikraha, whatever he got as a donation, he gave a donation. Whatever he received, he gave. On the way, he didn't keep it for till the home, reach in the home to show his wife, oh, I got this donation, nine donation, this, that. No, no, on the way only it is passed. That is called so detached. He's so detached. And then king was thinking that, okay, let me show now, Brahmana is a big man. He went and see, and still begging, and same thing is, then king and his wife said, dear Brahmana, some days back, you went to royal court and the king gave you high affluence in so many acres of land. Now, yes, the king is nice, he gave me. Then what happened? What, you didn't even, no, before reaching home, there was some need, and I gave the whole thing, and he went. As a charity. What? You gave everything, I gave everything charity. For what? Not to open the school. To educate people, I gave the whole thing. What was king gave me in charity? I gave me in charity too. Then king said, oh my God, you didn't keep anything for you? No. By God's mercy, I'm okay. I'm getting one time at least whatever. I have a place to sleep and I'm getting something. That's a light. But I need more. So they are so well satisfied. They are so, no riches, but they are satisfied. Satisfaction is the prominent nature of a perfect Brahmana. Perfect Brahmana should be very much satisfied in whatever he has. Yes, by the mercy of Lord, I have these things. Satisfied. So this is the nature of the perfect Brahmana. So, like that, if this type of well-qualified Brahmanas are there, and the king should keep this quality of this qualified Brahmanas as a council head and accept their instructions or advice, and according to their advice, they will start ruling the country, then the country, the public, and the everything will be so perfect and peaceful and well. So, that's the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, being his Supreme Lord, still by to show us the perfect path, he is keeping the well-versed Brahmanas as a council head and following their instructions and maintaining and ruling over the country and sometimes performing sacrifices very well and successful way to please Jagyeshwara Vishnu. And by pleasing your Vishnu, then everybody will be pleased. If you please Vishnu, again, you will be pleased, and all demigods are satisfied. And if you, that's at the root of the tree, if you water the root of the tree, then every part of the tree will be well nourished. And so, like that, if you say, Namo Brahmani Devaya, Go Brahmani Devaya, Jagat Hitaya, Krishna, if you please Lord Govinda, Krishna, then who are the root of the whole cosmos. So then, every part of the Brahmanda will be maintained, well maintained. But just by pleasing Lord, you can please everybody. But if you try to please everybody, it is not possible. So that's what the teachings we are learning from the character and names of Lord Vishnadev, that all of us should follow the instructions of Brahmanas and also follow sacrifice to please Lord Krishna. Then continue. Hare Krishna, some minutes are there. So if somebody have any question, they can discuss something. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very, very beautiful class. Yeah, so it was very nice. Even the story was very nice. It was very much helpful. Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Maharaj, once again for the very beautiful class. And I request devotees, if they have any questions, they can ask now.
Is there any question? Or I have some other engagements are lying already. They have been there here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Ananta Prabhu, thank you very much for the beautiful analysis. Hare Krishna.
You have any question?
Yeah. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, Danvat Panam, Maharaj Ji. Maharaj Ji, you told about Brahmanas. So the Brahmanas, they should be having all the knowledge.
Yes.
They should be having all the knowledge. And also, Maharaj, I heard somewhere that the Brahmana should not be working. Like the Brahmana, they should not work, but they should live on the... Ji, Maharaj?
Yes. That's what I told too.
Ji. And then, Maharaj, like for example, now in our society, we have Brahmanas. Like after initiation, we become Brahmanas. So, but we are still working. So, how can, like, if somebody asks this question to us, that like, you are working, and then how are you calling yourself a Brahmana? Then how to answer that question?
What we are Kali Yuga Brahmanas. We are so called Brahmanas. We are not good Brahmanas. We are not perfect Brahmanas. We are Kali Yuga so called Brahmanas. Okay. So we are not good Brahmanas.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Our Gurushita Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for your time and association, and with your busy schedule, you still came and gave such a nectarian class. So, Maharaj, my question is, since there are no Brahmanas, like Srila Prabhupada said, all are born like Shudras. So how this society is driving means there is no head. You gave very nice example that hand is cut, you still alive, and leg is cut, you still alive, but still if head is cut, then you cannot survive. So how this society is surviving, Maharaj, then right now?
The society is surviving like this. And locked down, all the other animals, they are like nicely wandering, but we are locking our inside the room, you know. All these demon crazy things are going on, all these illegal things going on, so many, you know, terrorism, everything going on. Because of this, there is no head. Only legs and hands and bellies, their business is going on, that's why we are suffering. There is no head. You follow?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mataji, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the question. Thank you, Maharaj, for the very, very beautiful class. And we once again thank you from behalf of Bhakti Sangha, and we look forward for your association in the future. And let us pay our obeisances to Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu gyevacha atitana bhavanebhyo vaishnavyo namo namah.
अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय, श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। प्लीज होलीनेस भक्ति आश्रय वैष्णव स्वामी महाराज की जय। थैंक यू महाराज।